Isaiah chapter 44. Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you, do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant. And you, Jezreel, righteous one, Israel, whom I have chosen. Because I will pour water upon him who is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, I will pour my spirit upon your descendants, and my blessing upon you offspring. And they will spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's Jehovah's. And another will call himself by the name of Jacob. And another will subscribe with his hand to the Lord Jehovah, and surname himself by the name of Israel. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. I am the first, and I am the last. And besides me there is no God. And who, as I, will call, and will declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. And the things that are coming, and will come, let them show to them. Do not fear, neither be afraid. Have I not told you from the time, and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no God. I do not know any. Those who make a graven image are all of them vanity, and the things in which they delight will not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They do not see, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who has formed a god, or molten a graven image that is profitable for anything? Indeed, all his fellows will be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they will fear, and they will be ashamed together. The blacksmith with the tongs both works in the coals, and fashions it with hammers, and works it with the strength of his arms. Yes, he is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretches out his rule. He marks it out with a line. He fits it with planes, and he marks it out with the compass, and makes it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man. That it may remain in the house. He cuts down cedars, and takes the cypress and the oak, which he strengthens for himself among the trees of the forest. He plants an ash, and the rain nourishes it. Then it will be for a man to burn. Because he will take of it, and warm himself, yes, he kindles it, and bakes bread, yes, he makes a god, and worships it, he makes it a graven image, and falls down to it. He burns part of it in the fire, with part of it he eats meat, he roasts roast, and is satisfied. Yes, he warms himself, and says, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And of its remainder he makes a god, even his graven image, he falls down to it, and worships it, and prays to it, and says, Deliver me. Because you are my God. They have not known nor understood. Because he has shut their eyes, that they cannot see, and their hearts, that they cannot understand. And no one considers in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yes, also I have baked bread upon its coals. I have roasted meat, and eaten it. And shall I make the remainder of it an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, because you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out, as a thick cloud, your sins, and, as a cloud, covered your sins, return to me. Because I have redeemed you. Sing, O you heavens. Because the Lord Jehovah has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it, because the Lord Jehovah has redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. This is what the Lord Jehovah, your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb says, I am the Lord Jehovah who makes all things. Who alone stretches forth the heavens? Who spreads abroad the earth by myself? Who frustrates the tokens of the liars, and makes diviners mad? Who turns wise men backward, and makes their knowledge foolish? Who confirms the word of his servant, and performs the counsel of his messengers, who says to Jerusalem, You will be lived in. And to the cities of Judah, you will be built, and I will raise up its decayed places. Who says to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up your rivers. Who says of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and will perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, You will be built, and to the temple, your foundation will be laid.